Hey there, welcome to the very first episode of the Just One Small Thing podcast. I'm Nancy, and I am going to be your host. So if you are a Catholic woman looking for truth and community, you're in the right spot. Stay with me. Since this is the very first episode of this podcast, I thought I would take the opportunity to share my just one small thing with you and to give you a little overview of what to expect from this podcast in coming episodes. So my just one small thing, my little nugget of wisdom and truth, is actually the premise for this podcast. And that's this simply. After meeting all the women I have in my life, I truly believe that every woman has at least one small bit of wisdom to share with us that we can all learn from and grow from, and almost that it's our duty to share that. So that's what this is about. I have very few things that I'm wise about, and instead, I'm passionate about helping others that have gotten these little nuggets of wisdom to come on here and to share with them with us so we can all learn together. Because let's be honest, I can't do this by myself. I'm foolish about so many things. So that's really the hope, to really explore that something that St. Pope John Paul II called feminine genius. Explore that together and to really believe that common, simple, everyday Catholic women living everywhere really do have these small nuggets of wisdom based on their own experiences that we can all learn from and really grow from. And so that's my nugget of wisdom. But before we really jump into much here, I want to tell you a little bit about this, how I came up with this concept, and how I really hope this podcast will develop. So first of all, let's talk about the few factors that led to this podcast. The first one is, like I already mentioned, Pope St. John Paul II's idea called feminine genius. And the other one that happened to coincide with my learning about the feminine genius is a Catholic blogging conference that I attended just a couple of days ago, and how these two things came together and really pushed me to finally take the plunge and start this podcast. So let's start with the deep stuff first. Pope St. John Paul II, so he famously coined this term, the feminine genius. And this concept, it's one that encourages women to really embrace what it actually means to be feminine, even if what that actually means flies in the face of modern thinking, and that through embracing what it means to be a female, that we might make a gift of ourselves to the world. And I know that sounds sort of highfalutin and philosophical, but we're gonna break it down a little bit. So Pope John Paul II taught that women, even more than men, are called to a life of love, and that we do this when we bear the image of God to the world in a uniquely feminine way. Although open to individual variations, as women, we are more focused on people than men, who are more focused on tasks. We are gentler, we have more pronounced spiritual sensitivity, and as written in our very bodies, we have a natural openness and receptivity to others. And in case you didn't get it, that little written in our physical bodies has to do with sex, which is not something that we're going to shy away from on this podcast. So just so you know, we're going to talk about things in every episode. We're going to talk about things that are strictly in line with the Catholic Church, have various women on here that are practicing Catholics. Of course, we all have flaws, but we're never going to do anything that's counter to Catholic teaching. But we're also not going to shy away from some of the harder, more touchy topics like sex. Because as you can see, even here at the beginning, when we're starting with the very premise of this podcast, the idea of what it means to be female is so important. And shying away from things like that will simply lead to us not really understanding who we are or what we are called to do. Now, a quick side note here, a little about me. I was born and raised Catholic. I love the Catholic Church. I've never spent any time away from it. But even still, I can't help but be influenced by some of the more modern feminist ideas. The idea that I'm called to be more sensitive or that I'm called to be more gentle, it's hard not to look at that as a bad thing. I really don't like to believe it, but there's a part of me that's embraced this, it's good to be aggressive sort of mindset in modern feminism. So anyways, we're going to talk about that. And we're also, I'm sure in every episode, I'm going to talk about my own shortcomings and my own mindset issues. So just so you know, if you're struggling with that concept, I'm there with you. But we're going to depend on the wisdom of the church. And we're also going to depend on the fact that this is a journey. We're not at the end of it. We're at the beginning. So Pope John Paul also talked about a spiritual maternity. And no, that doesn't mean like a physical maternity. It's not just for actual mothers. It's for all women. And he describes it as an innate gift that urges us to care deeply about the human person in a way that men aren't called to do. Men naturally are predisposed more to doing and building and even fighting. Women much more, and we know this about ourselves, are more concerned about emotions and about a human person's well-being. And also, we know that we are more relational beings. We're more focused on human bonds, and that can lead to beautiful things, or our focus on human bonds and relationships can lead to ugly things. We all know this. We're all women. We know that our focus on friendships and people can lead to cattiness. It can lead to gossip, and it can lead to jealousy. But what I realize most especially, and I'm not an extrovert. I don't have a huge group of friends, but I do. I have been blessed with many sisters and many wonderful friends. But I have realized is that fear of these negative parts of femininity, it shouldn't be something that makes us shy away from female relationships and even coming together as a group of women. We shouldn't fear the ugly so much so that we aren't here to pursue the beautiful. And that's really what I want this podcast to be. A group of women. I'm going to have several different women, probably a different woman with each episode, truly sharing what their wisdom is. Not in a way that's preachy, not in a way that's supposed to make us feel bad about our shortcomings in that area, but a way that really tells us that we can be better. We are called to live love and practical ways to do that. So we talked about Pope John Paul's idea called the feminine genius. What really spurred me, though, to take this idea and turn it into a podcast where women share their one true pearl of wisdom was actually a conference that I attended just a couple of days ago. It was in St. Paul, Minnesota, where I used to live, so it was just very fun to go back there. But most profoundly, and this really surprised me, it was a smaller conference, and I have been active on my blog, Do Small Things with Love, for about 5 years now. And I've learned a lot, and I wouldn't necessarily think of myself as a novice blogger or a novice website owner, because I take educating myself pretty seriously. But the conference sort of turned out to be more so novice focused. And I'm not going to lie, I was a little disappointed. You know, I always like to learn more and be challenged. But what surprised me, and it's probably not a good thing that it surprised me, is that what I left from that conference with was so, I felt really seriously profoundly changed being at that conference. And when I finally opened myself up to talking to these other bloggers, was just that, you know, I went into it thinking they didn't have any wisdom for me. But once I allowed myself to actually speak with them and talk about their own blog or their own social media presence, I learned that I had so much to learn from these women still, the way they approach life, the things that they prioritized. I was really surprised. And the conference itself was such a positive experience. where people really talked about inclusion and how we can help each other out, that I saw this beautiful group of women, each one with sort of a tiny pearl of wisdom. And when we are able to actually share that and grow together, such a beautiful thing can happen. We not only become beautiful women ourselves, but we can become a force for the world, a force that makes the world more gentle, more focused on human people, and ultimately, a world that can see the image of God more clearly. So I know that's lofty claims for a humble podcast, but that's really my hope. I hope to cover all sorts of topics in this podcast, things from business through motherhood in all its various shapes and stages, marriage, of course, the simple act of practicing the faith, teaching our children. I mean, really lots of things, even running a business, tons of things, housekeeping, anything. Because like you, I'm sure, I really feel like our faith is an integral part of every decision that we make. And that learning how to really live in love is a slow process, a process that we constantly need to be refocusing on, and that we can always look for encouragement in. So thanks for joining me for the very first episode. I hope you join us. I hope you stay with us. And if you have any thoughts, if you have anything to add to this discussion, please come and leave a comment. But until then, rest assured, sisters, that you have a sister in the daily struggle of doing small things with great love.